and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you're having an absolutely awesome Thursday today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing a lot better than Megyn Kelly is. She's just been fired from NBC just 48 hours after defending her blackface comment. She and the network fight over whether she'd be paid out for her $69 million contract. Sources confirmed that she will not return to NBC. Her show re-aired a repeat on Thursday and also a repeat on Friday. In other words, they have booted her off the air in the past 24 hours. She has parted ways, and her agents basically been rejected by other agents. And sources tell Daily Mail that they are tentative conversations about her returning to Fox News, which I don't think will ever happen. And Kelly is set to be paid out her entire $69 million contract unless the network can prove she violated a clause in some way. This woman, this is the meanest Botox Jezebel queen I've seen in a long time, who's made some really, really, really bad choices with her career. I mean, when she went after Donald Trump for absolutely no reason like she did with Rosie O'Donnell and all the rest of the stuff that happened in the doggone debates, it was a disaster for her. Now, she's a conservative, supposed to have been. Then she went to one of those liberal, you know, Rothschild-controlled news medias with NBC, and she has just absolutely just ruined her career. Now, I'm sure she's very wealthy, and I'm sure that's not going to affect her as far as her lifestyle, but the reality is she has made some bad, very bad career choices, and quite frankly, I am glad that Jezebel's out of NBC, though I never watch NBC, and I really hope she doesn't come back to Fox News at all, because I think she's really, 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 really bad news, Austin. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, she's just trouble. Everybody, majority of these anchors are, and a lot of these really, really leftist mainstream media outlets are. They just get paid to basically regurgitate whatever they're told to do. I thought it was interesting today now that they've actually started to come out now. And the term on Twitter last night started catching. I saw this last night. They're now calling this incident the MAGA bomber, which is the Make America Great Again. This is literally the term that is now trending on Twitter. Sadly enough, as pretty much myself called out yesterday, and now I have literally seen hundreds of other people, and I even asked one of my sheriff's buddies, who basically is involved with a lot of stuff, about a lot of the things that they were showing yesterday with the photos of the suspected bomb and all this other crap. And every single person I've talked to about this has been involved in munitions and the military and bomb disposal. Also, it's blatantly about as fake as it can get. It looks like a 15-year-old put it together in his basement. And I don't know much about munitions, so I didn't know as far as on that standpoint. But one thing that I knew immediately when I saw this idiotic photo they released, they shipped this supposed pipe bomb, which is now basically a fake bomb. It's not even real. It's inert. There's nothing even functional about it. They put in a padded flat rate envelope or padded yellow envelope, which is ironic because then they have the address, you know, labeled on it, and then there's stamps at the top. Well, the stupidest thing, first off, in the photo they took of it, none of the stamps are stamped. Meaning when you take a package in and you put stamps on a box, as soon as it gets to the counter, as soon before it even gets processed in the facility, they stamp it with their little rubber stamp that they have on it so the stamps can't be peeled off and reused again. The package has not been stamped, so it means it didn't even get shipped. Nothing even happened. Secondly, the stamps, there's six American flag stamps that are basically the forever stamps that are 50 cents. There's six of them. That's $3 in postage, okay? The postage doesn't even come close to what you would pay on a couple-pound package like this being shipped. Doesn't even come close. So this package basically was dropped off locally, basically handed in somewhere without even going through the post office, was an inert toy. There's nothing even anything bomb about this whole thing, and now they're starting to coin the term MAGA bomber already last night, as Twitter and all these other mainstream media outlets already had this prepped in the can, ready to start releasing these hashtags and start blaming Trump and all Trump supporters for these fake bombs. Now, here's what you have to understand. If a bomb isn't real and there's no explosive activity to it and it's not a bomb, then it wasn't a bomb threat and it wasn't a bomb scare because there was no bomb. It's just a bomb hoax. And And that's what's so ironic about the situation. But these guys are doing every single thing they can to try to prevent the Republicans from sweeping the House in 2 weeks. Actually, we're almost a week now, a little over a week. And just it's sad to me how pathetic a human beings these guys are on the leftist side to push their communist agenda. They'll send fake bombs to themselves now to try to scare everybody and make him think that basically Trump supporters are sending out bombs and parcels without even actually putting proper postage on them, and they're supposedly getting there in perfect shape and they're almost getting into the building. It's a joke, guys. Complete and total joke, man.
Well, you know, Austin, my friend Jeff Rentz actually posted a picture of this fake bomb picture, and he even says, you know, this is not even real. And it's ridiculous. I mean, they're doing everything they can. They're pulling every stop out. I mean, you know, with the immigrant migration crazy, you know, transporting them now on flatbed trucks to get them to the border on time. I mean, you know, if you're walking 1,000, 2,000 miles, guys, it's going to take you months. Who's going to feed you? Who's going to clothe you? Who's going to bathe you? Who's going to replace your shoes? Your shoes are going to wear out. And so this whole thing is, again, just a giant Soros mess. And it's not Soros, guys. It's Rothschild. I mean, it's just the Rothschild globalist Zionist empire that basically runs the international banking cartels. They're all desperate right now because they're losing their quote-unquote communist hold on the United States, their Nazi hold on the United States. And Trump is trying to come in and make America great again. So what they have to do, they got to kill the name first. That's why they took the MAGA emblem, and they said, this is what we've got to do now. We've got to kill the name, make America great. The MAGA hat has to go away. We've got to destroy it, so we're going to now associate it with a bomb. And everything they're trying to do is coming back and blowing back on their face because of shows like this and their other alternative shows. And don't get me wrong. I like Donald Trump. I voted for him. I think visually as a person, he's really kind of awful. But, you know, as far as what he does with women, that's how I look at it. But he's a whole lot better than anything else we have running for the White House. And he has done some good things. But he's also done some bad things that nobody wants to talk about. I mean, right now, in the Ninth Circuit Court, out in California, he's put in another homosexual. I mean, that's what it's ridiculous. I mean, he nominates an openly gay homosexual for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And that's why people say to me, the guy's Christian. He's not a Christian. I mean, I don't know what he is, but he's definitely not walking like an evangelical would. And he also picks former Monsanto executive to lead the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Really? Conservation groups have described Aurelio Sipwith's nomination as business as usual for the Trump administration. More basically globalists and weirdos into his doggone administration. President Donald Trump announced Monday night that he intends to nominate a former agrochemical industry official to lead the Department of Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service. Guys, Monsanto is hemorrhaging. They don't know what to do. They are in trouble. Bayer is in trouble. Everything's coming out. Now they're finding more and more and more cereals that have Roundup in them. In fact, CNN actually posted a real article this time. I can't believe it. It says, positive for trace amounts of weed killer, report says dozens of more breakfast cereals have trace amounts of a controversial Roundup killer in them. The Environmental Working Group found that 26 out of 28 products, that's almost like 90%, 95% tested, had levels of Roundup's main ingredient, glyphosate, and they were higher than what the EWG science is considered protective of children's health. In other words, they're toxic. Manufacturers say their products are safe, but the EGW report argues that the vast majority of foods tested, Honey Nut Cheerios, Quaker Simply Granola Oats, have glyphosate levels that might pose a cancer risk with use. So this is absolutely nuts that this is happening. But guys, I am so happy to see that Monsanto is getting its comeuppance, so to speak, and that people are finally beginning to realize how bad this thing is and how bad these people are, guys. Plus, here's another article that was found on in New Zealand. It says cancer-causing weed killer found in 26 of 28 United States cereals. So the news is finally out, guys, and this poison that we have on our shelves is basically going away, guys. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think, Oz?
Absolutely. Yeah, I saw that with the Environmental Working Group. They found that 26 of 28 oat-based cereals were tested to have harmful levels of glyphosate. And this is all across the board. You remember a couple months ago, EWG conducted a first study which found the presence of glyphosate in 45 different breakfast cereals. This is what Dad's talking about. This stuff is systemic, man. And the only way we're ever going to stop this is to stop using it. It has to start somewhere. Or I guess you could better put it has to stop somewhere. We can't keep using this stuff and having these unbelievably horrible long-term side effects that so many people are starting to see. Because, see, here's the issue with glyphosate. When you eat it, and we've seen this now over the last 10 years, especially here in the office, and a lot of people, just by changing their diet and cutting this stuff out, or foods that are contaminated with glyphosate, cutting those out of your diets, make a tremendous difference. Because glyphosate isn't one of those things where if you eat a bowl of oatmeal and it's Quaker oats and it's loaded with glyphosate like we know it is, and you're going to fall on the floor screaming and yelling, your throat's going to close up and you're going to die because you just ate a bowl of oatmeal that had contaminants of glyphosate in it. It doesn't really work like that. I mean, could that happen? Yeah, somebody gets poured Roundup directly in your oatmeal. Yeah, but that doesn't happen with normal food, basically exposure to glyphosate. What this stuff does is it builds and it stores in your soft tissue. This is the article that I brought up, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they were talking about how people, as far as pregnant women, women that basically already had children, women that didn't have kids yet, and they were testing them all for glyphosate, and they found this stuff is leaving, they're having residual amounts of glyphosate even in the urine, even after they go through and completely change their diet, meaning this stuff is stored in your body. And this is one of the primary problems with this compound, is it's not something that's toxic. You eat it, it flushes out of your system, like, for example, alcohol, you know, or that's how your body flushes out. It's not healthy to drink alcohol, but when your body gets it in, your liver tries to process it as quickly as possible, cycles it out, flushes it out, you basically urinate it out, and you're pretty much done within, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 hours, depending on how much you drink. Glyphosate doesn't do that. It stores and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds, just like BPA does. And so this stuff is starting to cause long-term systemic problems throughout the entire world population, and they know this. This is why they've blown so much rhetoric up everybody's shirt for the last 20 years now, saying glyphosate's safe, we've tested it, it's completely safe, you guys are all crazy, it's completely healthy to eat on a regular basis. Everybody knows it's not now. There's been hundreds of research studies, especially ones dealing in animals, that have found this stuff has extremely harsh side effects when it's used over even a short period of time at higher doses. They don't care. They want to make their money. At the same time, they want to completely and totally ruin the health while they can increase the Medicare and healthcare industrial complex. Always remember that, guys, is that a lot of these diseases are not necessarily, they consider to be curable, or they consider to be, you know, a disease to fix. These are cash cow ailments that you have. They don't want to cure you of cancer. They want to basically maintain you and keep you alive while you have cancer. Same thing with diabetes. Same thing with all these different things that are going on out in the health. For example, we know blood pressure, you know, elevated blood pressure is one of the easiest things to get back in check, especially with proper water consumption and healthy supplements. And if you're overweight, getting your weight back under control. I tell people that all the time. Make sure you're drinking adequate water. It's one of the biggest causes of high blood pressure. The next one is making sure you're eating healthy foods and you're not eating a bunch of trans fats and hydrogenated oil. The third one, make sure you're getting proper supplements. It's like the HGH Stimulate, the Magnesium, the Super E. New article that just got released here. Blatantly, here's the title. Blood pressure pills taken by millions worldwide are now shown to raise your risk of lung cancer. Blood pressure pills basically are shown that patients on ACE inhibitors were 14% more likely to develop the cancer than those on any other type of drug. The risk went up to longer when patients were on the medication for a longer period. Those taking them for 5 years were 22% more likely to get lung cancer, rising to 31% more likely to get lung cancer if they were on them for 10 years or more. Scientists believe the drug caused the accumulation of chemicals called bradykin on the lung, which in turn leads to cancer. They said the most common ACE inhibitor is ramipril, was prescribed to more than 27 million times in England in 2017. They said an estimated 103 million adults in the U.S., which is almost half the adult population, allegedly have high blood pressure now, according to the American Heart Association. Now, here's what you have to understand. Stand here. High blood pressure, actually true elevated high blood pressure, is not good for you at all. It's extremely hard on your kidneys. It's hard on your cardiovascular system, everything. But if you guys remember, the American Heart Association just, I think, 8 months ago raised the acceptable level of high blood pressure, lowering it down to a lower level, making basically, I think if I wasn't mistaken, it said around 35 to 40 million people technically have high blood pressure overnight when they change these numbers. This is what these guys do. They're paid for by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They're intentionally put you on these drugs to cause more problems. So here's the thing. So say you got mildly elevated blood pressure. You don't drink enough water. You're not taking proper supplementation. You go in the doctor a couple times. You're elevated blood pressure. They put you on one of these ACE inhibitors. Now you're on it for the next 5 years. Now you come down with lung cancer. Now you have to go in the hospital and you have to go on chemotherapy and radiation. Now maybe you beat it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you die. I don't know. It's a gamble. But no matter what, they're going to extract hundreds of thousands of dollars out of either you or the healthcare industrial complex by keeping you sick and trying to keep you alive at the lowest form they possibly can. Remember, most of these drugs and most of these treatments they do are not designed to keep you in good health. They're designed to keep you alive long enough so they can extract as much money as they can out of you. That's why it's so important to focus primarily on your nutrition and nutrient intake along with your exercise, and try to maintain a healthy diet instead of getting wrapped up in this pharmaceutical industrial healthcare model, because we see it all the time here where people call us up and they go in for something as basic as high blood pressure. They go on blood pressure medication. Then they go impotent because of the blood pressure medication. Then they go on Viagra. Then they start having issues with their eyesight and other issues. They go on another medication for that. That medication causes anxiety, so they put them on Xanax. Then they go on Xanax. They can't function anymore and they get addicted to those pills and they can't have any type of other coherent conversation, so they got to go on Adderall because they can't function anymore. Now they're on amphetamine. Before long, these people are on 5, 10, 15, 20 pharmaceutical drugs because they had slightly elevated blood pressure one time when they went into the doctor, and it probably could have been fixed with super potent E and more water intake, and that's it. Now they feel horrible. They can't function. They're about to die in their 40s, 50s, 60s because they're on so many different meds. Their quality of life is in the floor, all because they started on a pharmaceutical drug that absolutely had no business being in their body. But I just wanted to bring that up, Dad, because this is such a crucial point we're in right now, because we are in a war for our health and our bodies and our minds and our information, everything right now. But they're doing everything they can to try to break down our health, to try to break down our morale, try to break down our focus on our mental acuity and our aggression, because they do not want us waking up. They don't want us seeing photos online of these idiotic fake bombs that look like a 15-year-old put together and say, it's not real. You can tell by just looking at that. It's some bobo bomb. You've been better off strapping road flares together and putting an alarm clock on it and making people think that it was more effective. Honestly, it's, I mean, that's what they're doing now. They don't want us acute, awake, and observant of what's going on. So the next option is to drug us with fluoride, vaccines, pharmaceuticals, you name it. They're doing it, and that is exactly their model now. So it's important to stay away from that. Focus on your health and focus on your supplement and nutrient intake via your diet, and do the best you can with that, Deb.
Awesome. But I couldn't have said it any better than that. That was excellent. But you're absolutely right. It's a cascading. It's like dominoes. It's a cascading series of events. You start on one, you get on another. I mean, it's like I've told you before with Viagra. I mean, here's the thing. If you use vitamin E and zinc and HGH stimulate, you help to maintain healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow. You help to maintain healthy libido. You help to maintain sexual function into your 60s, and you feel great. And you can maintain lean muscle mass because HGH stimulate, our product that we use, which, by the way, does not contain human growth hormone. It stimulates your body to release human growth hormone. It basically works that well. I take 2 scoops a day. And, you know, you go in to the doctor, you know, you're 30, 40, 50 years old, like you said, high blood pressure, then you become impotent. Now you got, if you're impotent, so you got to go on the Viagra, and now you start going blind and deaf, which are 2 side effects, and now you're like, gosh, not on top of everything else, now I'm blind, deaf, and I'm impotent. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so, what do you think that their purpose is? Their purpose is to extract, just like Austin said, as much money as they possibly can from you in the shortest period of time and for the longest period of time possible. This is what they want to do. They want to make cancer a drug that you can go on for years. This was their stated goal, go on for decades, not years, like diabetes drugs, so that they can keep you basically on a drug for all of your life. Just a few minutes ago, this morning I did a seminar up here, Austin. I did it at the a local school. I spoke to the faculty and the staff and all the kids. This is an elementary school. They were telling me how many of the kids have ADD, how many of the kids have ADHD, how many of the kids have learning disabilities, how many of the kids eat junk, how many times the parents won't listen. And they said, well, you need to tell us how to make the parents listen. And I just started laughing. And I said, you tell me how to make the parents listen. I don't know how to do that. I said, I've been trying to do that for 37 years. I said, the Bible says, let he who has ears to hear and eyes to see, let him hear and see. I mean, you can't make people who don't want to hear the truth listen. And then they said, well, the problem that we have, a lot of our parents are single parents. They have very little money. They're working two jobs. And they're basically strung out. They're working 60, 70 hours a week trying to pay the bills. And I said, well, that's their plan, too. I saw their plan. And I said, and I talked to them about bezadienyl A. I talked to them about soy products and what it does to the little boys. If the wife's pregnant, she's using, you know, soy products. They didn't know any of this stuff. And then we started talking about vaccinations. And I said, look, here's the thing. I'm not telling you not to vaccinate. That's your own choice. But watch the movie Vax, V-A-X-X-E-D. You know, read the articles that I've written on our website. Read my book that I have. This is like a penny now on Amazon. It's Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, Learning Disabilities, and Children and Adults. And just read it and then make your own decision. I said, I'm not telling you what to do. I said, but then when they start putting clean vaccines out there that don't have all these adjuvants and chemicals and mercury and everything else, I said, you know, I might consider using them, but they don't have those available for us. And I'm not going to, and I said, and don't use the multivial shots. And they're like, well, we understand. And then all of a sudden they all said, we agree with you. They said they like everybody agreed with me, and I said, and then we started talking about glyphosate, and you know, pesticides, and I said, look, I said, we know that glyphosate, when you put it on a plant, it goes into the roots and it prevents the absorption of certain nutrients that plant has to have to stay alive, so it dies, it kills it at the root. It does the same thing in human beings. When you get into your gut, it prevents the absorption of certain minerals in your body that your body needs to stay alive and not get cancer. It's just that simple. And when you eat it, you're putting that stuff into your body and you're stopping the absorption of certain nutrients that your body basically has to have. And when that happens, you start getting sick. So I explained it in a way, and then Sharon talked for a little while. So we had a really good discussion with the ladies that were there. And they're as frustrated as the rest of us are because they all agreed with me. And they said, you know, the problem is getting the parents to listen. See, and it's not that the parents aren't smart. I'm not going to say that. They're just not educated in this particular area. Let me give you an example. You know, I've got a motorhome with a diesel engine in it. I can't tear that engine down and make it run again. I don't know how to do it. I can probably take it apart, but I can't put it back together again and make it work. You know, and so I don't have the skill set or the tacit knowledge to know how to do that. So does that make that diesel mechanic any smarter than me? No. Does it make me any smarter than him because I understand the biochemistry of how the body works? No. It just means we have different learning. We have different education backgrounds. That's why it's so important to use people and to get hooked up with people who know what you need to know as far as staying healthy. That's why we try to talk about all of this stuff on our show all of the time, because most alternative news people don't talk about this stuff. They'll tell you, you know, come buy my product, blah, blah, blah. Then they go to another commercial, and there's a 20-minute infomercial, and they're pushing a product. But then you look at the person who's doing it, and they're not healthy. You can tell they're not healthy, and they're not following what they teach you or trying to tell you to do. See, it's no good. We're trying to give you guys a balanced lifestyle approach as far as how we look at everything. It's so important. Here's another article. The most dangerous drugs that can cause kidney damage and the best nutrients for kidney health. They're talking about NSAIDs again, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That includes Bayer aspirin, Aleve, and Advil. They damage the kidneys. The National Kidney Foundation warns that NSAIDs will appear in numerous over-the-counter remedies for headaches, colds, fever, muscle pain. It shouldn't be taken daily unless your knowledgeable integrative doctor specifically advises it. And if I'm going to say this, the article says that, I disagree with that. The only reason you would use aspirin is for a blood thinner. There's other kinds of natural blood thinners that you can use. Other thing, proton pump inhibitors, which are used to treat heartburn, can damage the kidneys as well. And people don't even understand that. Chemotherapy drugs that can impair kidney function, they shouldn't be used. I would never use them. And finally, statin drugs used to lower cholesterol are associated with kidney damage, in which the muscle breakdown products enter the bloodstream and they can lead to acute kidney failure. This happened to Pastor Rod Parsley's wife. They've given me permission to mention this to you guys. You guys probably know him. I was on his show literally hundreds of times. They ran reruns over and over and over again back in about 15 years ago. And his mom basically was having health problems. And she came to me and ended up with, before she came to me, she ended up having a bypass surgery done. And we put her on a really good healthy heart program. She went to her doctor, and her doctor told her, had you been on Ted Brower's protocol to start with, you would have never, ever come down with heart disease. But then she went to another doctor, and he put her on statin drugs. Well, she calls me up about 5 months later, and she's just raising H-E-double-6 with me. I mean, the lady is mad at me. And she's calling me at the house, and I'm sitting on the back porch with the telephone. I'm going, okay, why are you yelling at me? She goes, you've damaged my kidneys by your supplements. I said, oh, contraire. I haven't damaged anything with my supplements. They don't do that. I said, what else are you taking that you're not telling me? And she starts going through the list. And then she says, I'm taking, statin drugs. And I'm like, oh, gosh, are you kidding me? I said, why don't you go find out about skeletal muscle necrosis and how it damages the kidneys? And let me know what's going on with your doctor. She calls me back about 3 hours later. She goes, you're absolutely right. It's the statin drugs. I've massively damaged my kidneys. Yeah, guys, don't do all that. By the way, you can support kidney function with coenzyme Q10, with essential fatty acids, with vitamin B6, with a good powdered multiple like we have, vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, all the stuff we have at our health website, healthmasters.com. You know, proper diet. You know, eat a Mediterranean diet. Get a copy of Sharon's book, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. Eliminate or sharply reduce your salt intake of salt and sugars and all the trans fats and fried foods and fast foods and GMOs from your diet. You know, stay away from all of these junk products that are on the market. You know, realize that your kidneys are really, really important. And if you start having kidney issues, you're going to have some health issues very quickly, and you may die if you can't find a transplant. You know, like polycystic kidney disease. I've got a friend of mine. All she ate was junk all the time. Ended up having polycystic kidney disease. Had to basically, you know, get a kidney transplant. Her brother gave her a kidney. And finally, the doctor told her, you can't eat all this junk. You're going to destroy another kidney. You can't take all these drugs. And so she now has realized that she's been has this transplant thing, I guess, for about 10 years now, that she has to eat as clean as she possibly can. And she's told me repeatedly, she goes, you know, you were right about this. You know, I can't eat all those foods that cause all that inflammation because they cause all kinds of side effects too. So guys, try to stay healthy. Do the best you possibly can. And, you know, and call us. Call the office. I mean, if you need to talk to us, you know we're here for you. We're trying to do our best to do everything we can to keep you as healthy as you can. Now, one more article. What the doctors learn in medical school about vaccines? I read this today. This is by a lady, a man by the name of Carcerius. I'm going to spell it. Cacerius. And here's what he says. The idea that there are medical experts who, by virtue of an MD credential placed upon their after the name, automatically know that more than anyone else about vaccines is pervasive, which is really kind of stupid, honestly. This commonly held belief persists despite overwhelming evidence that doctors are taught almost nothing about vaccines in medical school. Doctors are taught that vaccines have saved the world from infectious diseases. They are taught to follow the vaccine schedule promoted by the CDC. Period. They're taught they must always abide by the schedule of vaccinate every patient. That's pretty much it. But that's about all they're taught. Here's what some of the top doctors are saying. Quote, this is a key biochemist, Boyd Haley, University of Kentucky Medical Center in Lexington. He taught there. He says, I can tell you, having been in a medical center, having taught biochemistry to medical students and talking to hundreds of medical doctors, they get very little training in toxicology. I mean, no courses that are specifically designed such as a PhD student in toxicology would have, or a PhD student in biochemistry. They don't understand it at all. They're not trained to evaluate toxic effects of chemicals, especially at the research level. That's why they don't know anything about Monsanto's glyphosate, guys. Once they do the research programs, they receive an insight. But if they don't do the research programs, they don't have the insight that is developed and required for somebody writing a PhD in toxicology. Here's another one. This is from Matthew Motup, Stephen Sylvester, and Timothy Callaghan. They basically are talking about anti-vaxxers' effect. They say, could the inability of anti-vaxxers to accurately appraise their own knowledge and skills compared to those of medical experts play a role in shaping their attitudes about vaccines? In other words, are they biased because they don't have any knowledge? The inability to accurately appraise one's own knowledge is called Dunning-Kruger effect, first identified in social psychology. Dunning-Kruger effect occurs when individuals lack the knowledge about a particular subject. It leads them to inaccurately gauge their expertise on that subject. Ignorance of one's own arrogance and ignorance can lead people who lack knowledge on a subject think of themselves as more expert than those who are competitively better informed. Here's another one. Ramos, MD. The only thing we learned in medical school was there is a program that we should follow about the vaccines. As to the vaccine itself and the contents of the vaccines, we didn't study that. We assumed that the pharmaceuticals that the CDC said were acceptable. Here's Paul Thomas, MD, said. We got a lot of microbiology. We learned a lot about diseases, and we learned that vaccinations were the solution to those diseases. What they say are vaccine preventable. But actually, what was in the vaccines? We don't have to learn anything about that. I was never taught when I was in medical school 30 years ago what was in a vaccine. We were only taught that they were wonderful. Here's another one. Russell Blaylock, MD, neurosurgeon. You'd be amazed at the number of physicians who ask that if you ask them what's in a vaccine, said neurosurgeon, MD, Russell Blaylock. They said, well, there's the bacteria, there's the virus you want to vaccinate against, and then there's a little immunostimulant in there to try to help the immunity. That's it. Dr. Blaylock points out they don't know about other chemicals like formaldehyde, special proteins, special lipids, squalene that are known to be brain toxic, that are known to induce autoimmunity in the brain, they're not aware of MSG is a, and there's a lot of vaccines and it's monosodium glutamate because of brain excitotoxin. They're not aware of the fact that these kids are being given aborted fetal tissue cells. There's another one. Ricola. We probably learned more about diseases, and of course everyone accepted the dogma that vaccines work. There's just no critical analysis about the pros and the cons discussed in medical school. And it goes on and on. I can keep reading you all of these things. It goes on and on and on and on and on, page after page on this. These doctors have awakened. And they realize that, hey, they weren't taught the truth about the vaccinations or about the adjuvants or the chemicals in the vaccines. And you say, well, why do you guys always talk about this? Because doggone it, 97% of the population still has 100% vaccinations in the United States. That's why I keep talking about it. I'm not going to let you guys fall into that trap. And if you're going to have somebody listen to my show and you're going to forward it, I want them to hear it. Watch the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. It's free on YouTube now. It's free. You don't have to pay a dollar for it anymore. You get it for free. And guys, and you will change your attitude about vaccinations. And if you really, really care about somebody who doesn't want to watch Vax, give them a copy of the DVD and ask them in advance if they'll watch it. If they're pregnant, most of the time they will. So guys, Austin's right. The medical pharmaceutical industrial complex is designed specifically to keep you sick for as long as they possibly can, to extract as much money as they can from you and from your insurance company for as long as they can. That's the bottom line of this thing. It's capitalism run amok using you as a guinea pig to try to kill you with all of their products. There's no other reason that medicine's doing this unless it's a eugenics protocol, because too many of the things that they do, Austin, are so toxic that they should be pulled off the market, and they know they are, but yet they refuse to remove them. What do you think, son?
Oh, well, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, that's one aspect of what they talk about in Vaxxed is with Dr. William Thompson, where he basically blows the whistle on the CDC. You know, everybody thinks the Center for Disease Control, they're there basically to help protect us, prevent infectious diseases, help out with all kinds of different, you know, things like that. And in reality, they're not. They're a big shill for the vaccine manufacturers to pretty much go through and do damage control and provide cover and push these things through. Always remember, the CDC just deems at any point in time that another vaccine needs to be added to the list. We're up to, I think, 76 or 78 vaccines now from basically birth until 18 that they require on the shot schedule, which boggles my mind. I mean, where are we going to put a stop at? We're going to take it 100, we're going to take it 200, we're going to take it 3. We're just going to wait till everybody just starts falling on the floor convulsing because they have so many vaccinations by the time they're 18? I don't know. But, I mean, William Thomas blatantly said that the CDC omitted data, and they basically shredded data. You guys remember this? It showed that African-American males who received the MMR vaccine before age 36 months had a massive increase in autism. Now, one thing that's crazy here, I saw this article earlier today about shocking video footage from a CDC meeting that shows everything the media tells us about vaccine safety is basically a lie. Despite the media's claim that vaccines are thoroughly tested and undergo rigorous safety examinations, it turns out the CDC just blindly approves vaccinations without any evidence of safety, which is what we've warned you about before. See, the idea of vaccinations, the concept of them, it's a good idea. I get it, especially with infectious diseases. The problem is, not only are these vaccines not thoroughly tested, it's the adjuvants they put in them. A lot of these adjuvants that are completely and totally no legitimate purpose. Like Dad said, why does an HPV vaccine need 350 micrograms of aluminum per shot? Why do these vaccines need aborted fetal cell tissue? Why do these vaccines need thimerosal? These are all known toxins, known neurotoxins. They're unbelievably toxic to any living being in the world, yet they're putting them not just in food, they're putting them in a device that's going to be injected into intramuscular tissue without any type of wall or break to keep it from going into the rest of your body, going right into your bloodstream. And now what's crazy is the footage from the CDC's 2018 Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, it's called the AICP, shows multiple shocking admissions surrounding vaccine safety. On the video, if you go to like the 47-minute mark, is when some of the stuff gets real weird. At that point, there's a man in the meeting who asks, with the number of adjuvants and vaccines now available, including the flu vaccine and Shingrix, Is there any comment on using this vaccine at the same time with other adjuvant vaccines? What he's asking is there any type of correlation, or has there been any type of testing to see if doing all these shots that have all these adjuvants back to back to back have any type of negative side effects? And the health official responded, we have no data at this time to make a recommendation one way or the other. Another CDC figurehead chimes in to sort of put this in context of other vaccines. While preclinical studies were not done using these vaccines simultaneously, a general approach to immunizations is that they should be given, and they can be given at the same time in different limbs. He blatantly says right here, preclinical studies, that they are not done using these vaccines together. They're not testing the MMR with the HPV, with the hepatitis B, with the shingles, with the chicken pox, all together getting shot the same day. That is why we're seeing these kids now that, I mean, we saw that one over there in that island a couple months ago. We talked about, I don't have the article in front of me. One child got injected. I think it was the MMR vaccine. They got injected with it. They died within like 5 minutes of being on the table. Then the parents of another kid weren't told about it. They took their kid in there. They were injected. That kid died within like 15 minutes of being injected on the table. And everybody just covered it up. You know, no mainstream media talked about it. Nobody discussed it whatsoever. This is why. Because in other words, the CDC does not know or have any idea how one vaccine may or may not interact with one another at all. The second CDC speaker basically tries to insinuate that because the CDC said other vaccines can be given simultaneously, allegedly, safety on the matter should basically just blatantly be assumed. This is what they're saying here. You basically need to trust us. We're going to inject you with compounds that you have no idea, with things that you know probably are toxic in them, and you don't need to question it. Don't say anything back to us. Just smile and take your shot like a good little sheep and go back to doing whatever you're doing. So I told you guys last week or 2 weeks ago when Lana went the pediatrician for the first time, a real pediatrician, not a doctor that we used to work with, and she went over there, and the doctor has now put in the records that he will refuse to see Lana or Kendall because Lana is not going to vaccinate the children. But he said, I'm not going to see you anymore. There's a reason why, because a pediatrician, when they do this, they're supposed to be trying to help children. They're supposed to be trying to maintain health. They're trying to be maintain prosperity of these kids and giving them long, healthy lives. So why in the world, if a child isn't going to be vaccinated, do they care one way or another unless they have some type of ulterior motive? Oh, that's right. We found that Blue Cross Blue Shield. They get $40,000 and $80,000 bonuses each year depending on how many hundreds of kids they get in their vaccine shot schedule that are completely up to compliance every single time. That's right. They're giving them a monetary incentive to force the pediatricians through large amounts of cash to generally push these things on the population without any type of recourse, without any type of information. As Dad just said, these doctors are given about as minimal information as physically possible regarding vaccinations. That's why they're so brainwashed. A lot of them don't even realize how toxic this stuff is. And if you bring up the topic to them, they blatantly say, oh, that's fake. You can't read everything. You can't believe everything you see on the internet. That's not real. You just need to listen to what I have to say. You're blatantly telling me right now in the information we just read that doctors are not educated in vaccines whatsoever. And they're not trained in vaccine safety whatsoever. And they're not taught the adjuvants that are in vaccines whatsoever. So why in the world am I going to believe one thing you have to say about the safety of vaccines when you're blatantly telling me you have no idea about the safety of vaccines, Dad? It's just crazy stuff.
Well, no, and that's why we get so frustrated about it. You know, it's so funny. I'm going to say this again, Austin, and I know this is something I've said several times on the air. You know, years ago, you know, we had a kid working out with us who had just had two kids. Well, he's one of the kids in his mid-20s, and he had two children, and he had decided he was not going to vaccinate. And then his mother-in-law and his wife and the in-laws basically pushed him to vaccinate the girls. And then he said, and he had all the information we're giving you guys right now. And he told us he wasn't going to do it. Then he decided, he said, we're going to change it. We're going to go ahead and do it because we can't get a pediatrician to take care of our child. And I said, okay, because they had insurance. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. We've got a doctor who's now dead, by the way, both of them, in Lakeland, who basically will take care of your children and take care of them without vaccines. And he goes, well, I have to pay, you know, $50 a visit for that. And I'm like, I'll pay for it. I've known you since you were a little boy. I'll take care of it. Now, the guy makes good money. But I was just taking that excuse away from him. And then he basically said that he felt that basically it was God's will for his daughter to come down with autism if she came down with autism. And that's basically providentialism. In other words, you believe that no matter what you do, it's God's will. The Muslims believe a lot of that. In other words, it's your time to die. You know, you stepped in front of a semi-truck trailer on purpose and God willed for you to die. Well, no, you were just stupid. You shouldn't have stepped in front of the semi-truck moving at 70 miles an hour, or you're trying to commit suicide. It's not God's will never for you to kill yourself. It's nonsense. See, that's what happens often with bad teaching. And I got really upset with the kid that day because he said that. Because, I mean, that's basically saying that God's a child abuser. I mean, why would God want your baby to have autism? And I remember you weren't as convicted then. It's probably been 5-6 years ago as I am and still am. And now you're just as convicted now because you've got kids. Because once you see enough of this stuff and all of these childhood diseases and illnesses that are being caused by this, it gets your dander up pretty doggone good. By the way, Daily Mail. With Trump's presidential campaign, things got worse. Billionaire George Soros' sons, Alex, suggests that the president is an anti-Semite. Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. His supporters are to blame for the bombs being sent to his father's house. Trump moved the American embassy to Jerusalem out of the number one gay capital of the world, Tel Aviv. All right? He moved it to Jerusalem to try to reinforce his support of Israel and the Jewish people. If his son-in-law is a Jew, Jared Kushner, he's a Kabbalist Jew. He basically is in the Kabbalah and the weird stuff that we've talked about on the show. So's his daughter. I mean, what the heck? Now you got a guy who basically has half his administration is Jewish, half his family's been married into Jewish families, and now he's an anti-Semite. See, they gotta bring in the Nazi stuff. They got to bring in the anti-Semite stuff, Austin, because it's been worked so long and it's so embedded into the American psyche that they believe that it's still effective, and it's not. I mean, anybody who says anything against Israel, whether it's true or not, is considered an anti-Semite now. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so to me, I'm like, whatever, man. Take and pound salt. I mean, if you want to believe that everybody's an anti-Semite because they don't think that the Israelis should stand at the border gate and shoot people 1,000 yards away, okay. Well, whatever. If I'm an anti-Semite because I don't think they should, okay, whatever. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care. You know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but the words will never hurt me. That's how I look at a little nursery rhyme. I mean, it's so stupid that people are so caught up from the American Jewish Defamation League that they are terrified to be called an anti-Semite. So now Soros, who's a Jew, who was a Nazi collaborator and turning in his Jewish friends to take their stuff away from him, that basically now they're saying he's basically a Jew hater, he's an anti-Semite. And he also noticed that Trump's biggest supporters are white supremacists. I guess that would be me and you also, though I've never classified myself as that, but I guess anybody who's white who believes that Trump's good is a white supremacist called on America to stop demonizing politicians, both Democrats too. I mean, first of all, this kid is a trust fund baby. I mean, who wants to listen to what this little brat has said? No one cares about him. No one cares about Soros. We just wish they would go away or be banned from our country like they have in other countries. And quite frankly, this is going to be the whack bag that's going to take over the Soros Rothschild empire. And it's nonsense. It really is. Here's another article. Technology giants are weaponizing deeply personal information against us with military efficiency, Apple chief Tim Cook warns as he calls for tough privacy laws in the U.S. and Europe. The Apple CEO was speaking at an international conference on data privacy, and he warned that the potentially good use for technology could be negated, and the CEO warned that deeply personal information could be weaponized. He applauded the European Union for bringing up strict new data privacy laws, and a number of headline-grabbing breaches have raised public awareness. Guys, it's not just that. It's going into more of that. Here's an article that was written, and it gets a little bit weird, but I'm going to kind of clarify for you what it says. And it's talking about how 5G and frequencies are going to be used to basically to kill us. In fact, it says transitions to an interdimensional kill web. And I mean, we've talked about the interdimensional interface with the D-Wave computer and how it's going to happen and how all of these different groups are doing all of this stuff to us on purpose to basically kill people. And this is what's going to happen as far as developing their Tesla technology. I can't recommend the article because it's too difficult to read and it jumps all over the place. But guys, it's one of those things, it's saying true stuff again, that they're using the 5G, they're using the frequencies to try to change us, to kill us, and to keep us from being healthy, if that makes any sense. I also just watched a really, really good video online, and it talked about how frequencies are being used to change things as they're developing and growing, as if they're gene editing. Now, if you're on my personal list, you got that today. And guys, this is the stuff that I talked about the other day with the frequencies being used to change salamanders into frogs and frogs back into salamanders without any type of gene editing, just putting the correct frequency of what the correct animal they want to make is, and it changes that thing that's developing in its embryonic form into whatever they want it to be. That's some scary stuff, because think about this for a second. Let's say if they figure out the frequency of what they want to do to change us as an adult, and they use the space grid weapon system satellites they have all around the planet now, and they start bombarding us with those frequencies and with 5G frequencies simultaneously, especially with the use of blue light, what's going to happen to the Morgellons that we've all been infested, injected with from the doggone chemtrails? What's it going to turn into inside of us? That's why it's so important to keep your immune system strong. We talked about that on the show on Tuesday. You know, if you start feeling coming down with something, take astragalus. Take the oregano oil in capsules. Take all of this stuff and keep your immune system really, really frosty. Because, guys, remember, Morgellons only works well on people when they've been exposed to heavy metal toxicity, like, you know, a lot of vaccines or a lot of chemicals, et cetera. It doesn't work real well on people that have got their bodies pretty clean and been eating organic. Really important that we remember that, Austin. What do you think of what's your next story, bud?
No, it is. And that's one aspect about it is, you know, the cleaner you keep your body, the better you're going to respond, and the better you're going to be able to fight off a lot of this stuff. And I mean, that's one thing that's why we talk about it all the time. And also, too, in other news, I thought this was a interesting one, because I've noticed this as well. As you guys know, I'm a pretty big outdoor person. I like to be outside a lot. I like, you know, hunting. I like camping and stuff like that. But a new research study shows that taking the scenic route to work every day may do wonders for your mood. They said the new study finds that people whose commute to work takes them through wooded areas, parks, or other natural settings are more likely to demonstrate stronger mental health. Researchers from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health surveyed 3,599 workers from four European countries about their typical commutes and overall mental health. Using the questionnaires, the authors evaluated the mental health of the participants and found that those who enjoyed a daily commute through mostly natural environments recorded, on average, almost a 3-point higher mental health score than people who didn't travel through scenic landscapes. Workers also who walked, cycled, or got to work through methods of physical activity also followed greener trails, show even higher score on the questionnaire. So I thought that was interesting, and that's what I try to, you know, I tell people this all the time, you know, especially getting sunshine, going out, getting exercise, especially when the weather's nice, especially when there's not chemtrails out in the sky and so forth. It's good to go outside and exercise. You know, you can go work out outside. I mean, I've done that plenty of times. Go outside and start doing walking lunges out in the backyard, or just start, you know, running around with the dogs or the kids. Doing stuff and exercising and getting fresh air and being out and outside is really healthy for you. And on top of that, it really promotes a healthy mental standpoint. If you're, because the issue is, guys, you got to think about this. Human beings, we were never designed to be in this city-based rat race every single day, like, you know, living in New York City or L.A., where you drive to work, you sit in a taxi, and you basically sit in traffic, you go inside, you go to a cubicle, you sit under UV or LED lights all day, you get back in your car, you drive back, you go back home, you sit inside. Majority of people, that's how a lot of people live now, and the problem with that is, it's completely unnatural. Not saying that you don't have to do it all the time if that's what you're doing for your job and so forth, but when you get a chance, go outside or go to the park or go to the woods, go do something and get more outside activity and get some fresh air and get some fresh sunlight, and I think it'll work wonders for a lot of people. I've even noticed that in my own life when I'm busy and I'm inside a lot doing this. Sometimes I'll just go outside, take my shoes off, and just walk around the backyard and just, you know, walk around with the dogs, walk around with the kids, and just chill out, being out in the grass, being outside, and not being wrapped up constantly driving and going back and forth between places all the time. So I thought that was just an interesting article that I saw earlier today, Dad.
Well, also, you know, I know this is going to sound weird because it's kind of new agey, and I'm not really going to say this. I'm just going to give you the facts on it. They call it grounding. And when you go out and you ground yourself without shoes on, barefoot to the earth, and what it does, it basically, it kind of like drops a ground wire from you to the ground when you do that.
Yeah.
And it helps to neutralize negative energy fields. And you think, well, that sounds really weird. I didn't say it didn't sound weird. I'm just saying that I've read that in so many different journals that aren't new agey, that it's something I try to do every once in a while. I walk right outside. outside now. Don't walk around if it's wet or it's muddy or if you got gravel or if it's going to hurt or if you got sand spurs.
Yeah.
Think through that. You know, but even walking on concrete is okay because that'll help ground you. But the best thing is, you know, to walk out in the grass as long as it hasn't been sprayed with glyphosate or atrazine or whatever. By the way, Jesuit Magazine, this is from Breitbart. This is crazy. This is Catholic Magazine. Jesuit Magazine defends ordaining gay men to the priesthood in the Catholic Church. You know, I don't really know what's going on with the Catholic. Well, yeah, I do. I do. I understand. It's been taken over by the Masonic lodges. The Jesuit-run American Magazine has weighed in on the debate regarding homosexuality in the Catholic priesthood, insisting that ordaining gay men does not increase the risk of clerical sex abuse. Now, I don't know what kind of dope they're smoking, but you know, you get a gay guy in there with a bunch of little boys, there's a real high probability that gay guy is going to be thinking about doing things with those little boys, hence the amount of sex scandals with the Catholic Church. In this October the 22nd article titled, "No Homosexuality is Not a Risk Factor for Sexual Abuse of Children." This is so stupid. I don't even know why I'm reading it. Thomas G. Plante contends that the idea that banning homosexual men from the priesthood could prevent future victimization of children in the church is simply not true. It is definitely true. But these guys stick together like glue. And they have had a good thing going with the Catholic Church as far as from their homosexual standpoint. You get a pastor who's basically wearing a robe, and he's the man of God, and the kids look at him like God's emissary here on the planet, and he's the voice of God. And he starts telling them to do bad things, and they think it's okay because he's a man of the cloth. They use their positions of authority and power to do that. Sandusky did the same thing at Penn State. I mean, these guys are a bunch of perverts, so they don't have to be a priest or whatever to do this, because there are enough of them running around in other churches, including evangelical circles. Gosh, I could tell you stories of people that I know that are involved in this stuff. You guys just flip out. You never watch Christian TV again. Probably I want to do that to you. So it's just one of those things that you got to understand. There's a lot of this stuff happening all over the place, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it was happening a long time ago, and God doesn't like it. And Sodom and Gomorrah is kind of like the perfect, you know, beta test of what God thinks about it. I mean, just, geez. I mean, was wipe them all out. And so just read the account for that again, and just understand that that's not something that God thinks is okay. And for Jesuit Magazine to come out and defend gay guys and gay clergy and encouragingly clergy now, they don't know what their Old Testament, what the Word of God says. Complete and total nonsense again. Guys, I love you. Got to pray for you today. Pray for me. I'm going to be flying home on Saturday, so pray that I have a safe flight. And you guys are awesome. I think you guys just rock the world. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to pray for you, to be part of your lives, to listen to us every day. And thanks for being part of our lives. You guys are awesome. I'm looking forward to next Tuesday so we can talk to you guys again. I appreciate you. God bless you. Austin, go ahead and finish up the show and do the write-up.
Absolutely. Also, too, guys, I don't know if you heard today as far as the Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis, retired Marine Corps. He's now signed an order that's going to send another 800 additional U.S. troops to the Mexican border, which I think is something we need to do. I just hope that they're all trained vigorously on how to handle situations with less lethals, including the microwave, basically projected energy weapons like they've used numerous times. I hope this is something that's going to be handled appropriately. I've told you guys before, there's some alternative news outlets that are talking about, you know, it doesn't matter what happens, they just need to open fire with live ammunition on these migrants, and that is by far one of the worst things we could possibly do right now, right before the election, and just from an entire peacekeeping and human rights standpoint with the rest of the world, giving them an excuse to get involved with that nonsense. So I really hope we can handle this situation accordingly. Be praying that all the military men and the commanders and lieutenants and captains and everybody that's down there in the higher ups all have discernment, are all led by God, and basically make wise choices when they're on this deployment, handle the situation as best as physically possible, because they need to handle this, and these guys need to be rerouted and turned back home, because this is nothing more than a political stunt, as Dad said, and I already said last week. I mean, these guys are traveling, 1,700 miles, and they're doing it over a course of a few weeks. And you walk 16, 17, 1,800 miles at 20 miles a day, you're going to be walking for 80-plus days, which is right under 3 months. And that's 20 miles a day with no breaks, 20 miles every single day for 80 days straight, not even taking into account water breaks, food breaks, buying new shoes, anything. So as we've seen in the videos and everybody has seen now, these guys are not walking 1,700 miles. They're being bused. They're in pickup trucks. They're in vans. They're in giant semi-truck containers being basically transported up here. and walking from different destination to destination to pick up more routes and more vehicles. So this is something that's definitely an issue, and I really pray that it can be handled appropriately, because, you know, as we saw with this whole stupid bomb thing, they're not going to stop right now. They're doing everything they can. I mean, it's ironic that fake bombs get just an asinine amount of media attention right now. I mean, every single, as I called yesterday, every single news outlet's talking about it all day, every day, while when Democrats and these communist leftists start making rape threats, death threats, all types of threats against GOPs, running them out of restaurants, screaming and yelling at them, assaulting them, telling them they're going to kill them. That's okay. That's okay. You can do that to Republicans. You can do that to anybody else. It's fine. But as soon as a fake bomb shows up, all of a sudden everybody has to shut down everything they're doing and turn into a victim status, which is exactly what I told you they were going to do yesterday. So just be aware of it. Be awake. Talk to people, forward our show, forward the Hagmans, get this information out there, because it's the most important thing we can do right now is wake people up to what's really going on, and of course, get out there and vote. I also saw, too, somebody had sent me an email earlier, and I had not fully verified it yet, but it doesn't surprise me one bit, that basically a lot of new voting machines are being implemented called Smartmatic, from a brand called Smartmatic. They're basically a digital voting machine. Allegedly, George Soros owns that company now, which I can't verify that, but it would not surprise me one bit. You guys always remember that you have a right to require a paper ballot if you do so. Under federal law, you can tell them you must have a paper ballot to vote, and they have to give them to you. So these digital ballots, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, in my opinion. I think they're completely and totally rigged. That's the easiest way to change the election results, is through a digital ballot, as we already know how easy it is to manipulate digital everything. So always do a paper ballot. Down here in Florida, that's all they ever offer us to where we are in our precinct. So I'm always grateful for that, because I'll never do a digital ballot. I always request paper every single time. So wake everybody up, guys. Keep fighting the good fight. We appreciate your support. If you need anything, you know, healthmasters.com carries the highest quality supplements in the world. We do everything we can to try to provide you guys with exceptional service and fast shipping and amazing products. The product of the week is the B-Complex that I talked about yesterday, on sale for over 16% off right now. Really big sale on our bioactive B vitamin. These are probably, in my opinion, the best methylated B vitamins on the planet. Dollar for dollar, size for size, you're not going to be able to beat them for this type of price. So be sure to check those out on the website. And, of course, vote for your other products that you want to see win on the current product of the week. It looks like the Cortisol Buster is winning pretty strong. Attention Factor, Regeneration, Super Brain Food, they all have a lot of votes as well. So be sure to get on the website and vote for those. We appreciate everything you guys do for us, guys. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your order comments. And thank you for your support and prayers. We really appreciate them. You guys have an absolutely amazing, blessed, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.